This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as promised, we're going to do another couple of minutes here on that jobs report, wages specifically. Average pay went up 3.2% last month compared to a year earlier. January was the fourth straight month where yearly wage growth topped 3%, which is good and also about time because we have been hearing about sluggish wage growth for years now. But do 4 months a difference make? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Back in June, a reporter asked Fed Chair Jay Powell about whether wages would finally pick up, especially with companies struggling to find workers.
Everywhere we go now, we hear about labor shortages, but where's the wage reaction? So it's a bit of a puzzle.
That was June. Ever since, wages have been rising on average. Economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo says with the unemployment rate still so low, companies have to do something.
The laws of supply and demand have not been replaced, so as labor has become increasingly scarce, employers are beginning to pay up more for that.
That's showing up the most in low-paying industries like food service. Martha Gimbel is the director of hiring research at the job site Indeed.com.
So what that means is that a lot of the workers who really most need a pay raise are the ones getting one.
But raises at the bottom aren't necessarily substantive raises, says labor economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School.
When you increase the wages of somebody who's paid near the minimum wage, that nickel or 10 cents an hour is going to look like a big increase.
Given how low the unemployment rate is, she says pay for middle-class workers should be growing too. But looking at the report, pay in certain middle-income industries like manufacturing is still pretty stagnant.
In goods-producing jobs, those are jobs in manufacturing-related industries. Those are usually middle-class jobs. That pay has not increased.
For a healthy economy, she says pay has to pick up in those types of jobs. Until that happens, the wage puzzle remains unsolved. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.